What? Now? Okay, now. Hello, fellow Americans. What? Oh, okay, sorry. Hello, fellow... What? Here? I don't see the words. Where are the damn words? Oh, they're there. Okay, here. I got it. Hello, fellow Americans. It's me, Joe Biden, your President of the United States of America. As you know, it's an important time for our county. We... What? Country. Our country. Erection Day. We get... What? Election Day. Sorry, completely different. Not as fun. Election Day. So don't forget to get out and exercise your rights as Armenians. Americans! What the hell? Who wrote this? Get Obama to do this too. I was tricked into being president. I have no idea what I'm doing. Anyway, get out and do the thing with the thing. You know the thing, how it goes, elect with the election thing. What? Oh yeah, vote. Get out and vote. Vote for elections. And stuff those ballot boxes. Vote as many times as you can. And vote whether you're here legally or not. I have a new saying that I love. Cross the river, pull a lever. It's your illegal American duty. So remember, without your vote, no one wins. Okay, that's not true because we hired folks to stuff the ballot boxes. What? Oh, yeah, that was a joke. I was kidding. We didn't hire anyone to do any ballot box stuffing. I was kidding. They do it for free, right? Well, okay, just remember, your vote will make America great again. Hey, I like that saying. Can we use that? No? It's racist. Why is that racist? They're telling me it's racist. Vote for Brandon. And remember, each time you vote, you get a sticker. Look how many I got. Here, show them what I got. Here. Look at that right there. But wait, there's more. If you keep voting and collect 20 of these stickers plus 2 box tops, you get to be an American citizen. That's right. Voting is as American as getting everything made in China. And remember, if you don't vote, then you can't complain it was rigged. Get in that voting booth, pull that thing in there. You know the thing, you pull. Just get in the booth and pull hard on that thing. And if your husband or wife is going to vote the exact opposite way you do, vote anyway, because I guarantee we will make their vote just disappear. Yes, I said that. We will make millions of votes just disappear. Speaking of disappearing, has anyone seen President Harris? Does she still work here? Anyway, hey, is now when I talk about reverse mortgages? Is it? I love that Tom Selleck guy. Anyway, finally, get to those folks. Talking to my folks in my home state of Chicago. Get out and vote, but not after dark. Thank you and good luck, America. And in conclusion, I can sum this video up in 2 simple words. Get out and vote. There. Okay, am I done? Good. Can help me down from this thing, will you? I think they would... Whoa! Okay, there we go. Thanks. Well, that was certainly a load of crap. We're screwed, you know. I'm going to take a nap and a shoo-shoo. Both at the same time.
The freedom to vote. My fellow Americans... And all illegal immigrants, too. You're not really Americans, but somehow you're voting, so shut up and listen carefully. This will only be in English. Lately, we have all heard folks saying, we have an important election coming up. My response to them is, really? Did you just say that? Does that mean all past elections were not important? You're a moron. Go back to your cat videos and your Candy Crush phone crap. We got this. And to the celebrities who are talking about this election, pull your head out of your self-indulgent butts. Contrary to what your kiss-ass agents are telling you, you are not smarter or more informed than everyone else. It's probably the opposite. And being famous does not meanly care what the F you think. Just shut up and act, or sing, or make your little dolls talk. Okay?
Okay.
No one cares what you think.
Right.
No one.
Okay.
Anyway, why am I here today? Because our great nation, the United States of America, with all the magnificence we have, with so many brilliant minds and intelligent folks throughout the land, have somehow nominated for president the two worst candidates imaginable. I am not kidding. I mean, really? What the f***? You know I'm right. Deep down, we all know that these two are a serious joke. How did this happen? I don't know. It's like our country went panning for gold and ended up with two pieces of grape nut cereal in the bowl. Have you heard anyone say, we have two great candidates? No. This election is us, simply trying to figure out which candidate sucks less. Do you want the sour milk or the rotten tomato? Smash your finger or stub your toe? Live in Iraq or live in Iran? I don't know. I'll say this very concisely. This election is stupid. It's important, and it's stupid. So as Americans, what do we do about it? Move to Canada? No. They love us as tourists, but they want us to stay up there about as much as you want your pervert uncle to stay in your kid's room. How do we make this better? I'll tell you one thing. You can't just sit back and watch what happens because you don't like the candidates. That's an even bigger dumbass move than nominating these two chuckleheads. You have to get out and vote. And for whom do you vote? It's your call, America. If you don't want to vote either candidate in, then vote just to keep the other asshole out. It's your chance to make America suck less. So whatever you do, just effing vote. Thank you, and gracias. See how I did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
De nada.